Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
We reloaded. I was almost about to cuss off the top. And I said I wasn't going to do it this episode.
It's going to be hard for you. Welcome to the show, people. K100 Internet Radio. I will have the 40 cal on deck, though, because I know it's going to be a lot of fakeness tonight. But, like I said, I'm going to tone down the rhetoric tonight for all my listeners. You feel me? Because we're talking about a pretty touchy subject. You dig?
See how long you can keep it up?
I'm gonna try the best I can, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm gonna slip up, you know.
God is good.
Hey, all the time.
All right. You know what? We ready. Let's go, bro.
All right, man. Welcome to the show. K100 Internet Radio, man. It's short for Keep It 100, aka P Reg.
Being Frank, partner.
That's right. We only got one rule on the show, and thanks for tuning in to us. We're going to try and hurry up and get past the all the intros and all this and stuff. We got some new music for you to spin tonight. Shouts out to Unknown at the NYC. We got you home around mid-show. We're going to spin you. Shouts out to Area Publicity. You dig? We got you, man. Episode 37. And let the saint say, bartender, one more, please. The name of the show. So you already know what it's going to be about. But before we get into that, let me run it down, okay? The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Exactly. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 is the site. Just in case you're listening out there in the world and you want to get to a computer, holler at us, all right? Welcome to the show. This is our 37th episode. We're going hard. Internet radio. We're broadcasting all across the globe via the internet, www.domain, that's what's up, all right? Tonight, we got a pretty controversial topic, and we're going to get into that, but before we start, K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here, parent company, we're a studio, we're a record label, you understand, independent record label. You know, we got a lot of things going on, and K100 Internet Radio is an extension of our family. That being said, we are a platform for independent artists to get their music out there and get their music heard. If you're an artist or if you know an artist that want to get their stuff played on K100 Internet Radio, which we'll be spinning another artist tonight. We spent some new music last night. We got more submissions, and I'm going to get to basically, I got about 5 submissions, so I got enough for the next couple episodes, man, to spin some new people, some new artists, and break some records, all right?
Hey, and last night, man, Earth, that record, that was
fine. Oh, yeah, that Earth record was hot. If y'all listened to the last episode, it's a group called Earth.
Yeah.
Sex and After Texting, that was the name of it, and it was a pretty hot record. And the one tonight is on some hip hop stuff too.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And he's got a dope video for this song. I think the video was actually, I like the video more than I like the song actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good video.
Visual.
Yeah, I'm gonna give out his information in MySpace so he can check his video out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you hear the song with the video, it's better.
Okay.
You feel me? All right. Anyway, if you wanna submit some music for the show, or if you know anybody that does music or anything like that, y'all hit us up at k100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, k100radio@gmail.com, and we'll get you spin. We'll listen to it. It needs to be good quality music, all right? You feel me? We can't just play anything. You at least need to have some decent recording, some good production, you know, look like you spent a little time. If it's totally, totally whack, yeah, not gonna be able to. We do got a standard to maintain.
That long?
Yeah.
Damn.
Let it go all the way down.
Yeah, because that was
the
tight. Yeah. That lets you know you use tissue.
Right.
It lets you know you use tissue.
So, welcome to the show, man. We're gonna go ahead and jump into it. Oh, one more thing before we get into the full show. We are now on iTunes. Pay attention. All my iTunes users, all my iPod people, all my Apple junkies. We are now an official podcast on iTunes. If you own an iPhone, an iPod, or anything like that that got to do with Apple technology, and y'all already know how this works if you got one, if they're on Generation 4, this ain't no new technology. Subscribe to our podcast at the iTunes store. It's free. All you got to do is when you plug up, when you open up iTunes, all right, go to the podcast section at the very top, all right? And then when you go to the podcast section, do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's our logo. That's us. Hit subscribe. It's totally free. Doesn't cost you a dime, okay? When you do that, every time you plug your iPod in to update your music or to charge it, it automatically downloads the latest episodes and all other previous episodes to your phone. The episodes don't even weigh a lot. We only about 19 to 20 megabytes per episode because, you know, it's a mono feed, so it's not even a lot of information, all right? You can download all 37 of these episodes, man, and you won't even be at 300, maybe 400 megs, all right? So it's not going to take up a lot of space, so y'all do it, man. It's what you can listen to when you don't want to listen to music, when you want to work out, or if you're at work, or whatever you do. Or if you want to take us on the road, and you got one of the things in your car that plays your iPod music through your CD player, and you know we can't broadcast FM, this is the only way we broadcast, then you can take us on the road with you, man. All right? And you can, you know what I'm saying, let some of your people in here and put them up on game. So please, if you got an iPod, if you're an Apple user, go and subscribe to the free, totally free podcast on iTunes. All right? And we also got the MySpace page up now. MySpace.com/K100Radio. All one word, no dash. All right. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my co-host, P. Reg, and I got in-guest studio, Key, from my Facebook page.
Hello.
What's happening? And the homie, Big Swole, in the back chilling.
Three-headed dragon, lemon pepper kush in the building.
You gonna roll
Big Swole,
you gonna roll
AKA lemon pepper kush.
You gonna roll the blunt?
You know what I'm saying? Big Swole, AKA lemon pepper kush in the building.
I don't know.
Man.
He say he gonna roll the blunt. We ain't gonna subject Key to the smoke. She can't take it. She
no,
can't
I'm
take
a baby.
The kush.
She I'm can't a baby. Take it.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into the show, man.
Hold on, get into the show.
Okay, go ahead.
I told I was gonna do this every day this week. You gonna get a little free advertisement, baby. I got everybody know, man. P-Reg affiliated, aka Mr. Corbin Burke, gonna be at Pleasing this Friday. You know what I'm saying? Kicking with my girl Jada for a little birthday party. Y'all come out, man. Get at me, man. You know, it's still gonna be K100 when you see me out in the street. So it's still the same thing. Don't never stop changing. That's it.
All right, please, this Friday. Jada, what's happening, baby? She need to call into the show.
Yeah, I get her tomorrow.
Okay. She need to call into the show. We're promoting on the show. She got to call in. All right. Anyway, that's what's happening tomorrow. We're going to be out there in the streets and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and get to the show. Episode 37. Let's run it down. Very controversial subject. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis for you, okay? I named this show, and let the saints say, bartender, one more drink. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying?
Whatever you
want. Right. Whatever you want. You feel me? You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's what it should have been.
Right. Now, I'm being funny, but I'm also being also very serious, man. Actually, you know what I'm saying? And I also said that I was even gonna try to change my rhetoric and my vocabulary for the show, because I actually invited a lot of people that I know that go to church and that are Christians. I actually invited a pastor. He's supposed to chime in. You know what I'm saying? To talk with me about this particular subject. So whenever we do get this episode in the log, this one episode can be posted anywhere, so you can hear the debate. All right, I'm gonna try my best. I might slip up, but you know, heaven help me. All right, let me go into the synopsis. This is how it starts off. All right, if you can go to the club and party all night, then you can get up and make it to church on Sunday. Now, how many mamas have never told y'all that? How many of y'all, when y'all was young and y'all was living with y'all mama and them, and you was out there all night going out to the little club, or you was hanging with your partners all night, y'all was up to 2 o'clock in the morning, your mama came in the door and said, y'all sinning all night, you can get up and go to church, you understand? I hear grown people use that all the time. To me, that statement is pretty much dumb and also hypocritical, in my view. And I'm going to get into that, why I feel that way, okay? So nowadays, it says, you will see someone in the club that you sit next to every Sunday in church. And to me, this makes no sense. If you just got done smashing something all night and you ain't married, that means you fornicating. Why would you get up and go to church the next morning? Especially if you know after y'all leave from church, y'all gonna smash one more time and get it in for some afternoon booty. What are you doing? You just sinned last night. You know you're gonna sin when you get out of church. What are you going to church? What are you accomplishing when you're going to church? Are you going to feel good about yourself? Are you going to be cleansed because you're going to get right back dirty tonight I think you're being a hypocrite. I'm calling you out on it tonight.
Oh, let me say something. Let me say something.
You want to? Okay.
Let me say something.
Go ahead.
Why you saying people being, you know, they going to be hypocrite?
Right.
This is just my point of view.
Okay.
I'm going to let you do what you do, bro. You already know.
Right.
God knows you ain't going to get saved overnight.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the way I look at it is, if that's what you're going to do, and you're going to keep doing it and keep doing it, eventually you might get it right.
Eventually you might.
Yeah, you might get it right.
You're right.
But they say he'll forgive God.
Right. He all forgiven.
Yeah.
You can all, you there is no sin greater than any other sin.
So why did
I hey, okay, I like that. I like that.
Right, right.
Keep that, because that's going to be
that's
the main thing.
That's key to the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But I'm going to come back to that, all
okay.
right? Why I say what I say. Because I got to make sure that I distinguish exactly what I mean and exactly what type of person I'm talking about. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay,
because
well,
I already
well,
know
ahead.
When people read this or not, when I finish reading this or not, the people on Facebook and people I text, they think I'm talking about everybody who go to church.
Church. Okay.
You feel me? And I'm not. I'm talking about a specific brand of person.
Okay, okay.
You
go
feel
ahead,
what I'm
go
saying?
Ahead, go ahead, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, so let me finish reading. All right. So basically, you know, if you're going to sin or whatever, why would you go to church? That's basically what I said. The question is, do you think that you are saving your soul? Do you think that you are... or does that make you a holy person? Just because you know you sinned last night, you know you're going to sin tonight, and you know you're going to sin tomorrow, you really have no intention on stopping that particular those particular sins that you do daily. You don't even really want to. You just want to go to church, I guess, to make yourself feel good about what you're doing. When actuality, you really don't even really have any intention on to stop fornicating, to stop drinking, to stop profanity, to stop anything. You really ain't trying. You're just going to church because it looks good that you do go to church. So it seems like you saying, oh, I'm trying to do right. Really? Are you? But you already know that you're not going to do right. You feel me? You stopped at the liquor store yesterday because they don't sell liquor on Sunday, so you went and got 2 bottles of Ciroc yesterday to make sure you got some for the game Sunday. You just left church, but you was at J.R. Crickets watching the game, drinking later on. You feel what I'm saying? Now, to me, that means that was a premeditated. It wasn't fact. You just did it, and you know that you're going to do this.
Gonna do anyway.
You know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You don't have no intention of stopping this sin. Now, moreover, let me finish. Can you repeatedly sin over and over again and think going to church is going to make you holy? Today's church is becoming more and more of a business than a place to worship and fellowship. Can you have a relationship with God without going to church? And this is my other sidebar conversation that got into a long, extensive, deep conversation on my Facebook page the other day. This is a side note conversation, all right? But it's a real important one, and it got crazy on my Facebook. What about gay people who go to church? You understand what I'm saying? See, it makes absolutely no sense to me if you're not trying to go straight for a gay person to go to church because your lifestyle is in a direct contradiction with the Bible. All right? So I encourage all Christians to call in for this show. You understand what I'm saying? I said I'm going to tone down my normally profanity-filled rant. Even though I know a lot of Christians or people who post up Christian stuff all the time on the internet cuss like sailors like I do, but I got some particular people that I think is going to call the show, and on their behalf, I will try not to use the F, the B, the S, you know what I'm saying? I try not to use the major ones. I may say hell. I may say some other stuff. I don't know. I'm trying my best. Y'all work with me. But that's basically the synopsis of the show. Now, with the gay situation, I brought that up because I got into a heated debate on my Facebook page with a couple of people because there was a gay pride parade in New York this past week, and there was a church there. They had some gay people. They was a member of a church, you feel me? And they was holding up the banner for the church. Now, at first, it was okay, but then they did this last year, but then some kind of way, it was a Catholic church, actually, some kind of way the archbishop stepped in and told them, you can't do that. You can't represent the church while you marching in the gay pride parade. Oh, it was a big problem. But to me, why would a church want to condone that? Why would he not intervene? If I'm the pastor of a church, you can't be gay, say you go to my church and hold up my World Changes banner or any other kind. I don't care if you're the super mega churches that I absolutely deplore anyway. I don't care what. You can't represent my church, say you gay, say you proud to be gay, and then represent my church. You going in a direct contradiction with everything that this book stands for. All right? So, but a lot of people, you hear all the time, and he know that, he like do that work. You know what I'm saying? If we work with this gay. You feel me? He's forever talking some Jesus stuff and God love you and God don't like others and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, homie, you gay. You don't have no intention of going straight. You're not trying to be straight. You feel like And people always say God loves gay people too. But then what Bible are you reading? You see, now I don't got no problem with gay people wanting to believe in God, but I'm going to need for them to start their own thing, like Tom Cruise and the Scientologists. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to need for them to do something and start their own form of religion. But if you are going to a church that's preaching from the Quran or the Bible, you feel me? Anything, any one of those books, you understand? Hebrew, Jewish, all of those specifically, it's not even questionable. They deplore homosexuality. It's a cardinal sin. It's like murder. All right? Almost. Even though, like we said, no sin is greater than the other. But how can you be gay and then say you go to church? How can you? It doesn't make sense to me. You feel what I'm saying? If you're going to be gay, why would you even want to go to church in the first place? Why would you want to be a part? That's like me being a part of the Aryan Nation. It don't make sense to me. It's not computing to me because everything they stand for basically telling me I'm just foul and dirty. Well, if you go to church, that's basically what they're telling you. You're going to hell. You want to go to church every Sunday for somebody to tell you your lifestyle is sending you to hell? Frankly, I don't. And frankly, I know that I'm probably going to still fornicate. I'm probably going to still drink. So my thing is, why would I continually go to church? I don't need to go to church to have a relationship with God. I really don't need to. You can disagree or agree or whatever with that one. You feel me? You understand? But I don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God. You feel what I'm saying? So therefore, if I know for a fact that I have no intention on stopping these sins, I feel like when you go to church, you actually putting on the front to say you just went. Even if you go and you feel better, if you're feeling so much better, is it making you want to change your life? Because that's the purpose. You want to learn and nurture your relationship with God. That's the whole point, I thought, of going to church. And that's the whole point that the Bible teaches you. Now, it does tell you that it does say that the church is open to everybody. Your church should be open to all sinners. You understand what I'm saying? So if you are a sinner and your church is looking down on you because you ain't holier than thou, then that church is all the way jacked up. Leave immediately. Mash them. Yeah! Mashing all churches who don't take all comers. But we talking about people who go to church, who go to church knowing that they really not living a Christian lifestyle, nor do they even intend to start living a Christian lifestyle. What are you going to fellowship for? This is my question. This is what I'm posing to the people tonight. My line's filling up, and I just want to ask, because I'm going to ask you some personal questions when I open up the line to you. I'm going to ask you, do you this? Are you going to stop this? I'm going to ask you, all right? I see people on the line. I see people holding their hand up. We're going down the line.
Hey, my money thing.
Go ahead.
If they still going to church, this just me, I hope that they do change. You know what I'm saying? I hope that one day they walk up in there and they just be like, that they actually get their word and they get the message to actually change. So if that's going to happen, if it's going to happen, maybe it will, maybe it won't, then, yeah, I encourage them to keep going because it might just be that one day you wake up and just be cold turkey and be like, hey, you know what?
Okay.
The pastor might actually be preaching on something in your past that's so dark that he, you know what I'm saying, to be like, you know what? I need this. He really just cleaned me. So it takes a little longer than others. But like you say, I feel what you're saying too. It's just those people you talk about that just don't have no intentions on stopping and doing.
Right. Still, sometimes even when people don't have an intention on stopping, it still, like you said, could take that one time. They may not have had an intention that day.
Right.
But like you said, it takes that one time. They hear the right word or, you know, something hit them the right way. And they say, you know what? I've been doing this long enough.
Right.
And some people can go cold turkey. Some people it takes a little by little approach. Some people, you know, they have to get a little help. Maybe they need a little mentor or something like that. But, I mean, as a whole, the way I used to tell people is, you don't go to the hospital if you're not sick.
Right.
Church is made for people to go get healing and get deliverance and get all those type of things. You don't go there. Nobody in church is perfect. Like you said, no sin is greater than another. So whether I was out clubbing and drinking or whether the pastor and the ministers was out backbiting the line, it's the same thing. So if that's the case, you would have anybody in church ever.
No.
Because a lot of them pastors and ministers and stuff, they don't intend on stop backbiting the line and gossiping. They don't intend on stopping it.
But they're hypocrites. I don't want to be a part
they
of the
They are
church.
Hypocrites.
I don't want to be
but
in their
here's
flock.
The thing.
If they know
there are
do
no
that.
Perfect people.
I know that.
Anywhere.
Listen. You see, I'm not talking about people Because I know there's no perfect person, and I'm not talking about people, because everybody's going to do a sin. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who literally make a super big issue about going to church, you feel me, when they don't even
have those type of people,
living right whatsoever.
Those are some different, that's a whole different breed that I think those type of people were raised up to believe that just if I go to church,
you're going to be good.
I'm all right. And it's so instilled in their brain.
Right.
As long as I go, no matter what I do, it's okay. And my problem with those type is don't go out trying to preach to somebody else when they know what you're doing. If you're going to go out and try to minister to somebody or try to talk to somebody about God, you need to make sure you at least 80% right.
Right.
Don't be the one, like you said, you can't be trying, don't be in the club trying to, you know, minister to somebody.
Right. I mean, I don't even want you ministering to me if I seen you in the club last night. You feel me?
I mean, you feel me?
It's like people on FB who have a whole bunch of bullshit. Ah, oh, that shit. I tried. You know what I'm saying?
Who have a whole bunch of BS
on their page one day. You feel me? But then the next day, they talking about God this and God that and God this and God that, which is nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with you saying that or preaching the word. What I'm saying is, when you know that you're not even finna have any intention of stopping doing what you're doing, why do you do that? Why do you put on this massive front and feel as though going to church is going to somehow save or help you? And it's not. We all know that. We all know that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what P-Red said. P-Red said it might be that day that you just go in there and you might hear the message or whatever. See, my thing with that is, I'm one of them people who believe you need to have a deep down will to want to change before you even walk in that church, bro. The people who walked in that church and got touched by that word that day, they went that day because they said, I'm searching. I'm not, you feel what I'm saying? So I understand it, but before you even went to church that day, you had to want to change something in you.
Sometimes
had to be like, oh man.
Some people don't even want to change. Smoking. Some people say, I really want to stop smoking.
But it's so many people that don't even want to change.
I mean,
let's put it like this too, while we're right now.
Right.
A lot of people that we just talk about, the selected few people, like you're saying,
right,
that don't, you know what I'm saying, they have no intentions on changing.
Right.
But it could be. I'm going to give everybody a question mark on this because it could happen.
Right.
You could not want to change. You could not. But it could be one incident that makes you change.
It could. A life-altering experience.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm going to give, while we're talking about this tonight, I'm going to give everybody that question mark.
Right.
Even though you're wrong, it's still, even if it's 1%, that 1% is enough to sway you. That's just like if you saying, you driving in your truck, and you get in a wreck, and you be paralyzed for a year and a half, and they say, oh, know what? You ain't gonna never walk again. You ain't gonna never do this.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one day, you pop up.
Right.
That's enough in your life to be like, you know what? This is what I'm gonna do.
Right.
I feel like I'm gonna dedicate. No matter, I'm gonna still gonna do changes and do what I do, but I'm gonna incorporate this in my message for the rest of my life.
Right.
That's just your life. You know what I'm saying? Your life taking on that
spirit. I think, too, even for the ones who don't really want to change, like I said, just don't be that one going out trying to make somebody else look bad because they don't go to church.
Right.
So you can go to church all you want to with no intentions of changing. That's on you because, in the end, we got to answer for ourselves.
Exactly.
Period.
Right.
So don't be the one, though, trying to, like, oh, I go to church, and trying to make it seem like you just all this and all that, and everybody knows. So you the one that need to just keep going to church and clubbing on Saturday, church on Sunday, but don't try to knock somebody else that don't go to church.
But I don't even think, why you... Listen,
they can do. I mean, it's
aside, people.
No, it's all within.
You're not
they
fooling
can do
God.
What they want. They're not. That's why
you're
I said.
You're not
fooling
God.
That's why I said. They can do what they want to do. Because that's still, it's up to them. Whatever, like you said, whatever make you feel better. You know, hey, knock yourself out.
Uh-huh.
In the end, you just don't go around trying to knock somebody else. Because you can't, I would never tell somebody not to go to church because of what they're doing.
Oh, no. I would never say that. So I would never say nothing wrong with people going to church. Except, the side note is, if you a gay person and you do not want to even be straight, you gay and you proud, I got a problem with you going. I don't understand. What is your purpose?
I got a problem with them trying to.
What is your purpose?
You know, trying to tell the church
that they need to accept them how they are.
And they don't.
You can't do that.
My thing about that, when they say God loves gay people too, God loves his children, period. But right. he don't love what we do.
Right.
He don't love a lot of things that we do, be it being gay, fornicating, lying, cussing, stealing, cheating, whatever.
Right.
He'll still love you, but he don't love what you do. So don't take it and say, well, he loved me anyway. Yeah, but he loved you enough, you'll still go to hell. Because guess what? Them people is fornicating, get caught up at the wrong, you will go to hell. You still go to hell.
Right.
Whether he loves you or not, all the love in the world, take it, go to hell.
All right. So would you agree before I go to my first call of that, if you still going to end up in hell, wasn't 2 hours that you did in church did? What would you do that for?
I mean, it was 2 hours you want to get your fudge pack. That was 2 hours
you want
to get your fudge pack.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
you feel what? Come on,
if God would have came back right then, you might have been all
right. That's right. That's my whole point. That's my whole point.
It's like a parent and a child.
Right.
You tell your child to stop doing so, you love them to death.
Right.
But you still going to cut them britches.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They already know what the business is.
Okay.
Open up the line.
We're going to the line. We're going down the line. 352, you next. Major, you first. Holler at us, homie.
Hey, what's going on with you, player?
Man, what's going on, man? We on some deep stuff tonight. Try and keep it as clean as you possibly can for me tonight, bro. And go ahead and run it down now. First of all,
I could do that, man. You know, it's a real kind of little touchy subject, being a preacher kid and all.
Exactly.
But I think you said you're a preacher kid too. You know.
Exactly. First of all, let me go ahead and make this disclaimer. First of all, for everybody who don't know, I am a preacher's kid. I'm the son of my mother's a minister. All right, I grew up in a Christian household. I believe in God. I know the Bible through and throughout. So you might want to, before you try and jawjack me about what the Bible do and don't say, come on, man. Don't do it to yourself. I'm ready. All right?
Hey, we got the pages over here.
All right? You understand? My guest co-host in the house tonight, Keela, she was actually in a relationship with the pastor.
Married.
Married to a pastor, you know what I'm saying? So we got people up here who's been to church. I spent more time in my life in church than I did out, and I don't even go that much no more really. But still, for the first years of my life, I was in church 3 times a week at least on a slow week. Okay, so don't act like I'm not an atheist. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So don't even start trying to think that you really know me like that when you don't. Okay, now go ahead, Major.
Man, I got so frustrated to the point where I just keep my church at the house. I just seen all this fake stuff and like people what y'all talking about coming there for show. You know, I just doing whatever. I know I do my little thing and I got to be accountable for that. But I don't even want to be around that whole little fake stuff. And them gay folks, man, I'm gonna tell you why them gay folks go to church. Cause them pastors, them gay folks got money. And pastors ain't gonna turn away that gay money.
Oh, you think that's what it's about? You think it's because gay people got money? That's
they
why
need somebody to direct the choir.
I see y'all turning. Now y'all turning into a K100 episode.
Now y'all turning. D. Eddie Long, the Creflo Dollars, they ain't gonna turn away that loot, man. That's gas for the jet. You know.
All right. What do you feel about the general question? Do you feel like going to church, if you know that you're going to sin and you have no intention to stop sinning, do you really
don't
feel like going
go,
to
man.
Church? Don't go? You say don't go?
Don't even go until you're ready to get right. Like you said, you going to give a honest, real try. Don't even go.
That's where I'm at with it. I'm not discouraging anybody to not go to church. My thing is, if you're going to go to church and that's what you're going to do, go because you're going, because you're trying to change yourself. I mean, don't just be going for the cosmetics of it. That's what I'm talking about. Then the people I can't stand, they go for the cosmetics of it. They go because it look good. You feel me? It makes them look good. But it's not really their heart.
Oh, you look good in your wide leg and your square pole.
Yeah, yeah.
With your button up in your towel.
Right.
And your face cut.
The whole while you in there looking at every booty that walked by.
Yeah. Ooh.
You feel what I'm saying? Every woman in there with a nice little fitted skirt on, you looking at them in a lustful way. What you doing there, homie? Why are you there?
Hey,
come on. That's crazy. Why are you there? Your mind ain't there. You don't need to be there. It's not the place for you. Come on, man. And I don't want to hear this stuff about we all human. I don't want to hear the we all human argument. I'm ready for that one. I'm cocked and loaded.
Hey.
Go ahead, Major.
One thing is, like you said, man, like make a PC. Church is church. You know, back in the day, church was church. It was about saving your soul. When I got up here to Atlanta, all I saw was a business, you know.
Right. And it's right.
Everybody up for show, networking, trying to get their business up other than what they're supposed to be there for, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. I'm talking about in Atlanta, man. And like I said, I grew up in a small church. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who know me, you know, I came from Free Spirit Community Church. You understand what I'm saying? What's up, Pastor Kelly, man? I ain't caught that. I ain't. You can say what you want to say, but he ain't been in the news about nothing. All right? And that dude is still an inspiration to me to this day. You understand what I'm saying? I try and drop by there and holler at him every time I go home. You know what I'm saying? See, my production name ain't Prodigal Son for nothing, suckers. It's a method to all my madness. You understand what I'm saying? Think I just came up with that for no reason? But let me tell you something about me. I'm the realest person. My show is called K100. Keep it 100. P. Reds, will you please tell the people what's the number one rule on this show, please?
Please. Please. And I beg you.
Right.
Don't be fake.
That's my thing. That's what it's all stops and ends with Blizzard. Okay? That's where it's all. See, it's all about
that's
the real.
Don't lie.
That's it. It's the real and the fake. I'm not gonna fake. I'm not gonna play games. I'm not gonna fake like I'm going to church and I'm holier and I'm doing all the right things just because it looks good. Just because my mom is a preacher. You understand what I'm saying? This is me. This is who I am now. I might change. I might get married and lock in with one woman. I might do a lot of things, but what I'm doing now, I'm smashing. I'm drinking. I'm partying. I'm cussing. It's whatever. It's me. Take me out. My mama love me anyway, so I don't really need your approval. And God do too, sucker. You get it?
Like
but I'm not fake. I'm not fake. There's no fakeness in me. I don't do fake. You understand? So I don't feel the need to necessarily go to church all the time. And that's not going to... What am I doing it for? When I know what I am. When I know what I'm going to do. You understand what I'm saying? Let's not play games. See, the fake part of it, the fakeness, all the fakeness of it, that's what just makes me sick. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I hate.
Yo, we gonna fade the black on that one.
You understand what I'm saying? Now let me go ahead. Hey Major, go ahead and say one more thing. If you got something to say, then I'm gonna go to the 352. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, one thing my mama told me when my daddy became a preacher, and I was 13, and she said, "Whatever you do, don't change who you are." She basically told me to keep it real to myself.
Right.
And that's all you gotta do.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? All right, man. I appreciate you, man. We're going down to the next call. All right.
All right, bro.
All right. 352, holler at me.
Yeah, I think you have to look at the purpose of church.
Uh-huh.
Is the purpose of church to help the people who are already holy and they're all walking around about how holy they are? Or is the purpose of church to help the people who are struggling? I mean, there's no expectation. For some reason, people think that you have to be holy in order to go to church or be in church. You don't have to be well to go to the hospital. Isn't the hospital for people who are sick? Does anyone ever say, oh, my God, this person is so sick, why are they in the emergency room? People don't say that. But for some reason, the expectation is that you have to have some kind of moral high ground in order to be in church or to feel comfortable with church. I would say that church is specifically for the people who need it most. And the people who need it the most are not your holy people who are walking around feeling good about themselves and how holy they are.
Listen, I am not even arguing that point with you. I understand that church is the main goal of any church in any denomination is to actually convert you over to Christianity, Catholicism, whichever one of these ones that you want, whether it be Islam, they want you to be a Muslim. The whole purpose of them is to bring you over to their way of life, which they feel is godly. That's the whole point. So, of course, their main goal is to talk to the sinners. Okay? And no, and that's what I'm not saying. That's not my point. My point is when you go to church for cosmetic reasons because you know, even though you don't even have any attention, you're not even absorbing the word. You in church looking at all the women. You in church trying to promote your business and network and get on with Deacon such and such because he owned this store and you want to network and chain with him because that's what all black folks do. You understand what I'm saying? That's where the black folks with the businesses be at. This is what I'm talking about. These are the people that I'm at tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand
I am not
that you may
that's
have, but like I go to church, okay? I go to church, but I also club, I also drink. There are other things that I do. You may have somebody that will say, oh, my God, I can't believe why is she in church when last night she was in the club. Well, why can't I be in church? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't go to church for cosmetic reasons. I actually learn. I listen to what the preacher has to say, and I try to apply those spiritual principles to my life.
Do you?
But I'm not going to sit up there and allow somebody to judge me because I may have had a beer the day before or because I was in the club. I don't claim to be somebody who never goes to the club, but I should be able to go to church and not feel judged. But a lot of church people feel like the pastor should be spending all his time and energy keeping them happy and dealing with their issues. That is not the purpose of church. The church should be out in the community doing outreach and trying to help the people who are less fortunate, the homeless, the hungry, the people with AIDS. That's what the church should be focusing on, but a lot of churches don't even want those kind of people to come in their doors, and they make them feel less than. And I'm a preacher's kid, too.
Right. I understand totally what you're saying. I understand totally what you're saying, except I'm not here to judge you per se. I just think that, in my personal opinion, I'm not judging you, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody from going to church at all with this particular show at all. And I'm not really trying to judge you and say that you're going to go to hell, which, actuality, you know,
Some people will make a person feel like they're not even worthy to go to church, but really, the lowest of the low should be the person who is in church. Those are the people the church is there to reach.
The ones that want to change their life, yes.
Well, exactly.
Not the ones that are the lowest of the low, and they know they're going to be the lowest of the low tomorrow, and they were the lowest of the low last night, and they have no intention of stopping being the lowest of the low. They just going because it's
that's
a networking event, and it's a fashion show.
But they were all sinners, too. Nobody in the church is without sin. Hey. Everyone's sin now.
You're right, but I'm saying. Am I making myself clear?
No, you are. I'm just...
You're
P-Reds, I overstand, so keep preaching.
I don't want people to think that I'm trying to just judge people who going to church that they ain't Christians. No. That's not the purpose of my show. The people who ain't saved are the main ones who need to go so they can get saved or become
exactly.
But
I
am not saying
that point.
Right. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when you go in there with full intention of knowing that you really ain't even coming here really to just get the word and absorb the word. That's not really why you're here. You know, you're here because, you know, you grew up in church and your mom and them is pillars in the community and you friends are such, but you done screwed half the choir. You understand? You just gave Deacon such a blow off the back. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on now.
You have fewer and fewer people who are actually going to churches now. You have a lot of churches that are going out of business just because of the hypocrisy and the whole thing.
Hold on. What did you say? You have a lot of churches that's doing what?
Churches that are going out of business are closing their doors because they have no membership.
Right.
Because you have fewer and fewer Americans that are going to church. That's the reality of it. But the problem is people are not going to get up early in the morning, get out of their bed on Sunday to go somewhere and feel judged. Or feel less than, you know what I'm saying? We already feel that way in the world. The church should be a refuge for people, and all people should feel welcomed. But church people tend to be the most judging people, and it's crazy because they turn away the very people who should be at church.
But you know what? God gonna judge you.
Well, that's his job.
Yeah.
That's
God.
God doesn't judge you for what he knows.
Right.
Church people judge you by what they think.
Okay.
A lot of them don't know what's going on with you. They don't know why you may be doing what you sometimes, a lot of times, and me being married to a minister, father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, all pastors.
Right.
Look, they judge because it makes them feel better about themselves. It's not because you're necessarily doing something so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that,
that's
it makes me feel better because I don't do this, I don't do that, and it makes me feel good because they do this and they do that, and so I'm better than them. No, you're not.
Because you do something yourself.
Exactly. You sitting there lying. You sitting there gossiping about people, telling their business. God is going to judge you on that as well. So if you cannot close your mouth and pray, if you want to talk about somebody, you need to go somewhere and pray for yourself because you can't shut your mouth and go say, God, can you help them, help, blah, blah, blah. But you want to sit there, ooh, do you know such and such slept with such and such and such and such was here. That's not your business.
Exactly. That is so
pastor
true.
Or whatever, that is not your business. And that's why I fell out with a lot of pastors, a lot of ministers, because I am not with that sitting around talking about people, judging people. Oh, did you see what she have on? First thing out of my mouth, are you going to take her shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Go buy some clothes. You don't like what she wearing?
Mm-hmm.
That's
but
true.
But like you said, that's why a lot of people don't like to go to church.
Yeah.
No, people don't. And, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, and when I got out of the house, I didn't go to church for a very long time, and I had to tell you that I had to pray for God to deliver me from church people in order for me to start going back to church. Because church people are some of the most, they think so backwards sometimes, and they really do not believe in the personal relationship with God. They try to do God's work. When a person comes into the church and they join that church, you should allow God to clean them as he sees fit. You don't try to jump in and do his work. Let that person feel welcome, and only under those circumstances will that person be allowed to grow and mature in God. But people don't want to do that. They want to sit up there and jump in the middle of it, and then they chase people away.
Okay.
And it's really sad because it goes against the very premise of what you're trying to do.
Exactly. So what do you feel about gay people in church?
I feel, you know, the gay people, that's a tough one because my dad, you know, my dad's a Pentecostal preacher, so he preaches against homosexuality. The
right.
problem, I think, when you preach against it is that you may have somebody in the church who fights that urge, and they try to suppress the urge, and then they go and marry somebody, some poor little daughter, somebody's poor little daughter. They marry this person, and then they hit their midlife crisis, and then they find themselves, and now you got a woman with kids that's a victim of this man running away, succumbing to his urges, whereas if maybe he would have felt a little bit more comfortable to be honest about his struggle with sexuality, you know, it probably wouldn't have been, it may have not come to that. I struggle with it because there's all kind of gay people in church. They're there. You can bury your head in the sand and act like they're not and preach against them, and they'll shout right with you knowing what they are and what they do, and you can act like it's not there, but it's there.
Okay, so they're going to hell, right?
Well, listen,
yes, they are.
You know, I can't send nobody to heaven or hell. I'm not going to put myself in that spot and say that homosexuality is any worse of a sin than anyone else. I mean, there's a lot
matter.
Of sins in the church. I'm not trying to – I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody
but
in. But
–
Wait. Hold on. Stop. Listen to me, Carla. What's your name again? You didn't even tell me your name, Carla. What's your name?
Jeanette.
All right, Jeanette. Listen to me, Jeanette. Listen. It's like when you got a set of rules anywhere else. You see that rule, you break that rule, there's consequences. The Bible is the rule book of Pentecostals, Southern Baptists, Catholics, all kinds of different. It's a different rendition for each one. But these certain principles, these certain things, like homosexuality, thou shalt not kill, false gods. Okay, look, we know these things are concrete in the Bible. If you are practicing Pentecostal, and that's what your religion, and it tells you.
Yeah.
You are going to hell because you are homosexual and you don't repent of that and you die gay and proud, you are going to hell.
Okay.
Why are you going to church?
Okay, but still,
it's
the same as it is for other sins. I don't understand why it's
exactly.
a struggle when it comes to...
I agree.
Just,
they
a gay person, because a gay person
they,
not going to
I'm not saying that they won't. I'm not saying that they can't.
They're not
going
to repent.
I'm just saying that the whole point... Repent means to confess and turn away from.
Right.
There's a difference between repenting and asking for forgiveness for something. You could be like, God, forgive me because I just went out there and had a train ran on me last night. Please forgive me for that. You ain't necessarily repenting from it because you know you might do it again.
Exactly.
You ain't trying to turn away from
sure.
it.
Gay
just
person
like,
is not
okay,
repenting.
But still, like
you
said,
know.
The
they
person...
They not. They go. They go. If you
no,
are a gay person,
on,
you're proud
but,
of what you are.
But listen,
you're not going to repent.
How you know?
Why
would
they repent?
They might want to change. Here's the thing about
I just say
it
could be, it could be a
life
incident that might change their mind.
When it comes to homosexuality, we try to blow that up as a bigger issue than a lot of other things. But the whole bottom line of it is they could want to change. And like you said, you had people in there that's fighting with that those urges or whatever, and they won't come out because they're afraid of the ridicule. They're afraid
mm-hmm.
of being chastised. When the Bible still preaches love above anything else.
Exactly.
You can, that person should be able to say, you know what, I'm struggling with these urges. I'm fighting against this. I'm fighting against that. Just help me. But people are afraid to ask for help in church.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to even ask for the help.
They're not going to ask for help. They don't feel like nothing wrong.
But
no,
some
wrong.
Of them do, though. That's not
I'm not talking about,
them,
I'm talking about the ones at the gay pride parade with the church banner.
Okay.
They are at a gay pride parade. I'm gay.
You know
I'm
what?
Proud.
What
I'm not changing.
Said.
Take me as I am,
what
God. No, God says he's not
he
taking
don't,
me
like
yeah,
that. Like I said before, he will love you. He's not going to love what you're
yeah.
doing. I don't think he won't send you to hell because he want to create a heaven and
don't
a hell.
Don't do God work. Don't you do God
wanna,
work.
He want to create a heaven and a hell if he want to put you in either one. He will put you in one
please,
of them.
Please, don't
like
you do God work tonight on this show.
Like you said, you
don't
will, you,
don't
will
don't
get sent to hell.
I'm sit up here and try to do God's work.
Hey, man.
You will. You get caught up. That, but that's any of us. We get caught up in any sin when the bottom line here is any of us get caught up in it. We will go to hell. Period. If we have not changed, a lot of us going going to go to hell.
Is it good here?
Gay, straight.
Is it good?
Whatever. You know what? We don't. Hey, a lot of us going to be there with the gay people.
I got right now, if a heart attack, nigga, it's done died for me. I'm
you know
out.
What I'm saying? I'm going down.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I'm
going down.
Hey,
hold on.
I'm speaking to every turn out of her in my whole church.
Or maybe not.
You, hold on.
Or
you
maybe not.
You a realist.
Or maybe not.
See, you.
I am, though.
That, see, I know him because,
right,
I mean.
I am.
He a realist.
I am.
He believe it. I mean, you can't take that from him. Okay, I mean, if you
feel like with my situation, when I got my divorce because of how I was feeling, when I was in church, I was all in.
Right.
Period. I meant all in.
Right.
I don't want to hear no nonsense from no preachers. I don't want to hear, don't you? I'm going to check them. I'm going to check the ministers. I'm going to check even. I was all in with it. But when I got divorced and when I was like, you know what, feeling a little ways because of the stuff I seen, I stopped going because I know me. I'm not going to sit up in there, like you said, to be all. Just because I've been doing it for 10 years, because I was married. Look, I'm not going to do that. Period. When I feel like I'm ready to do better, to do what I got to do, then I'm okay. But in the meantime, hey, God, I'm in my closet. Let me talk to you.
Okay. All
work
right.
Work on me.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling. This is the first time you called my show, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to get around to it. I just hadn't had a chance to. But it's a good show.
You got around to it today. Thank you. One time for you calling the show. I appreciate it. We're going to go to the next caller now, okay?
All right,
thanks. All right, we're going to one more. We're going to another caller before we get into the music side of it. 850-691, get at me.
Hey, I was calling because it was like you were saying, like the situation you've been through, what makes you to go to church. And my situation, what I've been through, put me back in church because I'm a PK, but my situation made me look at everything totally different because I almost lost my life. And from the prayers from my mom and my grandma and them, I was like, you know, that's where I felt like I need to be.
Right. But you felt like you needed to change. You went back because
yeah.
You felt in your heart that that's what was right. You almost lost your life. You, like P-Red said, before you even called, you had a life-changing event. Something happened to you. You almost lost your life, and you felt in your heart that you wanted to get right. You wanted to go back to church. You wanted to do right. So therefore, when you went, it made total sense for you to go to church, baby.
Exactly.
Because you wanted to change before you even went back. All the prayers that your mom and your grandmama did while you was laying up in that hospital. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
When you went through that, when you went through what you went through. That made you want to change your life. So it's nothing wrong with that. I'm talking about the people who don't even want to change. They know they're not going to change, and they still going to church, and they sinning, and they just not even, they don't even care about changing. They just going just because going to church is the right thing to do because they was raised for church. And for what? What's you wasting 2 hours a day in there, man? You ain't helping nobody. You ain't even helping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying don't go, but I'm just keeping it 100. You?
Yeah.
You might as well do some fun. You might, matter of fact, since you just got through smashing all night and got up at 9 and wash off and get dressed and go back, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well go ahead on the cheek and get your smash on all through the whole service. Don't even go, because you know you're going to get your smash on at 4 when you get back. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
come on,
right.
Man. I mean,
right.
It's not, and I'm not trying to stop people from going to church. All I'm saying, people, is, when you go to church, you're supposed to be going there with the will to want to be blessed, the will to want to learn. You're supposed to want that. You don't want that if you know good and well that you ain't really coming here to listen to the word. You're coming here because it look good, to keep up appearances, to talk to brother such and such about this business venture, to look at all the single women there with the tight dresses on or whatever, you know. And then, okay, so what you think about gay people going to church? I got to ask everybody this question, even though, I mean, you're not changing this. I'm not changing my mind on this. I don't understand why openly gay people who are proud and gay and they're not changing, they don't want to change, feel the need to go to church. And even crazier, feel like the church should accept them when it goes against everything that the church preach, most of the things. Even though it preach love and it's supposed to be love. What you feel about that?
Well, I feel like it's kind of backwards a little bit because it do says it in the Bible. And, you know, I can't go against. If that's how they feel, that's just how they feel. But me personally, I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't go to church. I'm just saying they want the church to accept them as they are. See, that's my problem with it. They want the church to say, it's okay for you to be gay. You, how can the church do that?
That's up to the church. If the church,
the church
is wrong for accepting them the way they are. I mean, they can love them,
right.
But as far as accepting their lifestyle, that's just like me saying, I'm going to come in here drunk, sloppy drunk every Sunday. You're just going to have to accept me the way I am.
Well, the other caller said that's the people
they
you
don't
need
have
to vote
to accept what you do. That's the thing. They're supposed to love you through and let God deal with the rest of you, all that other stuff inside of you that's making you do what you do.
Uh-huh.
But they, as far as them accepting,
right.
That when it comes to accepting that type of stuff, that's when I got a problem with it.
Okay.
That's not, that's like you said, I'm going to accept anybody who come here. Everybody can sleep with everybody. I'm just going to accept it.
Right.
You know, that's stupid.
Right.
Your church is going to sink straight through the ground,
right.
And go straight to hell. Ain't no period.
Right. Don't make sense to me.
You don't have to accept it, but you shouldn't, as far as the judgmental part of it, it's like, look, I don't accept what you do.
Right.
But, you know, we can work with you if you're willing to change that.
If you want to change, but if you marching in the gay pride parade, hello, change is not on your back and your darn agenda. Dang it. Shucks. hey, you want to stop. I want to stop. Well, I don't even really want to stop cussing. I just want to stop for this episode.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'll be right back. Yes! You understand?
Yeah.
All right, my birthday coming up. I'm finna get... Man, come on.
Yeah.
You think I'm finna change right for my birthday? Well, they do that.
Who does that? Who does that?
You so dramatic. You so dramatic. I'm just saying, K100, baby. That's the name of the show. Keep it.
Hey, while we talking on this topic right here, call us, please feel free to call up and testify if you want to. We'll take your testimony.
Come on down to the altar.
Yeah. We'll show them do it. I got it. Hey, if you want to read a Bible scripture, we can pull that up right quick.
Right.
We can kind of help cleanse you.
I got the Bible app. You don't want it. You ready for war? I got the Bible app on my phone. P. Reg do too.
Yeah, let's get it. Now,
you
want to
try?
Know we
you
want to
try and quote some scripture? We gonna pull it up right here. We got the Bible app open and ready.
It's embedded in my memory.
Right. I know most of it anyway to myself, but just
come
can't
on,
try.
Eli.
Just can't
come
try
on,
pull
Eli.
Something for them.
Oh,
they might try to pull something from like 2 Timothy that you ain't really read in a minute.
Hey, Eli. Come on, Eli. The book ain't come on, Eli.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Okay.
All right, Carl, appreciate it.
All right.
The book of Eli? You need
don't
that in your life.
The book of Eli is a great movie.
I ain't
going
to tell you. I'm just telling you. You need that in your life.
Can't tell the end. Okay, we're going to one more, then we're going to jump to the music. I think that was Shay. Shay, did you hit the one?
Yes, I sure did. How y'all doing?
What's going on?
What's up, people? What's up,
Ray? Come on, what's up?
All right, Shay, give it to us. You already know what we're talking
about. Yeah, I know, and you know, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel like that God knows what's in your heart. And that being said, if your heart is not where it should be, then you should not be where your heart is. I mean, you know, if you're gonna be sitting up in church, knowing what you're gonna do, still doing, why are you in there? I mean, true, people can go in there and they can change, but you gotta bring the word with you. You can't just go there and expect, you know, to absorb it all in. You're supposed to bring some with you. I mean,
ain't this a church role to provide you with the word, even if you don't have it, right?
They are supposed to help guide you. I mean, if you're not open to guidance, then why are you there?
Right. That's my main thing.
And why are you there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say people shouldn't go to church, but they need to get right and think about why are they going. It's not a fashion show. It's not for a popularity. I mean, that's why I used to go to church all the time. I mean, my parents, it was like a law. You're going to live in this house, you better be in church.
Right.
It wasn't my mama knocked on the door, woke us up, you ready for Sunday school? I mean,
that's
what I was saying. But
right.
It's like, you know, if you're not going there for the right purpose, it's, You ain't lying to nobody but yourself, because God knows where your heart is. God knows you still want to be having your drinks, getting your sex on, or whatever you were doing before you got there.
Exactly. He knows, people. God knows me better than you, my mama, your pastor, anybody in this room. He know me better than my homie P. Reg. He know me. God know my child better than I know my child, and I love my child. He in the next room. You understand? But I know him, but I don't know him like God know him. Don't nobody know you like God, because
he knows your destiny.
Right, he's omnipotent. Do you get it? Do you even get it? How can you fool him? So if you're coming in there with your heart dirty and your intentions dirty, your mind on filth, You just left fifth, and you're thinking about the fifth you're going to do when you leave. What are you in church for?
To get the fifth of demon out.
Why are you there? You are not there to absorb the word. You are not there to change your life. Why are you there?
Kill yourself.
Come on, man.
Don't kill yourself.
Why are you there?
Lay hands on you and get that filthy demon out of you.
Man. Is that demonic? And maybe I'm possessed. I don't know.
I'm going to tell
you
something.
Are you possessed over there?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Is it because it's being real? Is it a being real demon?
No, it's not.
It's not a being real demon?
No.
Well, if I'm not possessed, because I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just speaking plain out truth. No chaser.
They said that.
Why are you going? Why are you going with that heart that you got? You know your heart ain't really. Them the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people who, man, they went to the club, man. They had to go out because they had a long day and they were stressed at work and they just wanted to unwind. They needed to get out and they needed to have a drink. They trying to make it through life. They're a single mom with three kids and somebody had the kids for the weekend. And they went out to have some fun. They really love. I mean, they want to do right, but I ain't talking to them. I'm not talking to y'all.
So don't call up here like we talking to y'all.
Come on. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the people who we know who heart is black. You understand what I'm saying?
Black.
And they going just because. Them the ones, man.
Just because the door's open.
I'm going to tell you something. My old homegirls, we used to all go to the same church and everything, all grew up together, whatever. They would be going out clubbing the night before, have the nerve to come sit up in there, liquor on their breath. And the pastor's daughter, she was hanging right with us. Like, he can't smell that liquor all over her breath Sunday morning. Come on. And then when I stopped going, they all looking at me like, well, she must think she better. No, it's not that. It's like, I'm not going to sit up in there knowing my heart ain't right. And you know what I mean? If I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, I don't need to be sitting up in there faking a friend like that.
Exactly. Why are you? I just don't get it. And then the crazy part about it is, it's people in the church that say, oh, Sister Shay, she ain't came to church in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Exactly. What you been doing?
Well, what about
her? Live right on her own and not up here being fake. What you been doing? She said she saw you up in the liquor store with her.
Right. Why are you there?
Exactly.
She was passing out.
Trying to hide their face. I don't hide. I walk in there, you know, whatever I'm doing, I'm out in the open with it. I'm not going to lie to nobody and tell nobody I'm doing something I ain't doing or that I'm not doing something that I am doing. But don't you sit up there and try to preach to me and try to save my soul and you up there putting spirits in yours.
Right. I think they bring negative spirits with them to church, man.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they bring church down. I think you make your church, especially. And I ain't talking about to the ones who go every now and again. I gotta be so specific about this because it's so controversial. I'm talking about members, man. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about the members who there every single Sunday.
But
they in the choir. They the ushers. You feel me?
You know what? You're exactly right about
you feel
that.
Me? You know what I'm saying?
You
the members.
You are exactly right
we
because...
I'm talking about the members.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, people... Church is not... Church is just supposed to be really for fellowship and, like Shay said, for guidance. You're supposed to have a personal relationship. That's where the difference comes in.
Right.
When you have a personal relationship with God, that's when he can communicate directly with you about what he would like for you to do, what you need to be doing, whatever. That's where the difference comes in, because those people that you're saying that don't even want to change, they don't have a personal relationship. They got the church persona and appearance. That's all they're working with. As far as a one-on-one relationship with God, they don't have that.
Right.
They tend not to have. I'm not going to say they don't because I don't know them.
Right.
But they tend not to have that, because if you do, you start being convicted about things that you do.
Right.
You will. That's when people start to want to change.
Right.
When they really get that one-on-one personal relationship, it's like, you know what? I need to do something different.
Right.
But until they get that, they good with just, like you said, they good with just showing
just
up.
Just showing up. They good, just
there. And people do bring negative, the people that's there all the time, they will bring that negative energy, negative spirit.
The gossiping?
Yeah, it was plenty of times when I would go to church.
The front row.
And I was usher, or I was on the door and greeting people. Uh-huh. I would tell them, look, not today. I need to sit down today because something went on, whatever went on. I don't need to be at this door hugging people, greeting people the way I'm feeling right now.
Right.
And they'd be like, no, just go ahead. No, I'm not going to do that.
Because
they don't have any integrity.
That's what I'm talking about.
They have no integrity, and they'd rather let that negative spirit rub off on somebody
else. That's because you know your heart.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know their own heart. So how do they know to fix it when they can't even admit that they have a problem? They don't think it's a problem. We're not gossiping. I'm just saying. No, you're gossiping.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to lie, but you did.
Right.
You know, so it's a church people, you know, in general, religion and all that is.
They erase the
If you don't feel bad about what you did and what and going up in church, then that's probably the people that don't need to be in there.
Right. I don't feel bad.
Feel bad.
I don't even feel bad if I just got laid last night. I'm not waking up like, oh my God, I need to change my life. I shouldn't get no more sex. Yeah.
That's why you ain't in there.
No, it's not blizzard.
No, I said if you don't feel bad, if you don't feel like some kind of conscience, like, you know, well, dang, you know what? That I don't know if this is really right. I probably shouldn't be, you know, I don't know if this is. Then you
right.
know you really shouldn't.
No,
be
no, no, no. I know it ain't right. I just don't stand. I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. I know what's right and what's wrong. When it comes down to my religion, and I know if I grew up in a Christian household and that's my religion and that's my faith that I choose to go by, whether it be right or whether it be wrong. So technically, I know what I'm doing right and wrong.
Well, some people
I'm
don't.
I'm not
they just
feeling
have
bad about it. I don't feel bad. If I don't feel bad, why am I going to church trying to get convicted when I ain't even feeling bad when I left the house this morning? When I have every intention on doing the same thing next weekend. Why am I going? I'm not trying to change. What am I doing? What am I doing it for?
Give me three
if you ain't trying to change yourself, then you don't need to be there.
That's
for people who want to be saved. If you don't want to be saved, and if you ain't ready to not go to hell, then, you know, that's when we need to keep on doing what we're doing until we get ready.
If you ain't ready not to go to hell.
Hey. I mean,
I'm just gonna say it. If you ain't ready not to go to hell, then we just keep on doing what we've been doing for the past however many years, and you know, and pray that God have a little bit more mercy to give us a little bit more time.
Okay,
to get right. That's all you can say. That's all you
it's
can do. There ain't nothing
I,
guaranteed to us.
Just give me more time, Lord, please.
I mean,
just give me more time. Can I make it to 40? Maybe I can help me. Maybe at 40 I can slow down. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe at 50.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm just.
We know.
I'm just saying. I'm just being funny. But I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I could not make it to 34, and that's next week. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So that's not the point. I'm just saying. I'm not gonna go in there, and I know my heart ain't weighing on me to want to do that. You feel me? I'm gonna know when I'm tired. You feel what I'm saying?
Tired,
you know what I mean?
That's what happens to
it's
you
like when people,
you just
it's like when a judge, it's like when a judge order you to rehab. You can't order nobody to rehab. You gotta want to go to rehab. You idiot! You gonna order him to rehab as if it's gonna take, and he don't even want to be in rehab. Why would you even order rehab for anybody? You making somebody go to get the help that they ain't even asked for? Guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna be right back out there on the street doing what they do because they didn't want to rehab in the first place. You feel what I'm saying?
Ah!
Ordering you to rehab.
What is that? Anyway, stop doing what they're doing. Gonna keep right on doing it until they little old heart tell them this ain't what I want to do anymore.
Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna take one more call and jump into the machine.
Y'all made me start
that
going to church.
All right. Be nice.
Oh, what's up?
What's going down with you?
Hey, before you even start talking. Blizz, click that over there.
We ready.
All right, let's go, baby.
Whatever. No. I forgot what I was going to say because y'all.
You can't make me be a thought of truth. The line was ready. The line was ready. You had the line ready.
Oh, Blizz be talking so damn much. I forget what the hell I was saying.
Well, we're not saying curse words today, be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Gosh. I already said that word.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show, but okay. What I was gonna say is that I guess to a certain degree I don't feel bad. I can see myself, and I have done it before, and just like I say, I'm pretty sure a lot of black people, you know, grew up in the church, blase, blase. I'm that same type of person. And I used to go to church all the time too, but it just gets to the point to where, like you guys have been saying, that all the fakeness and gossiping and all that makes you not want to go. And, like, really, it's just that personal relationship that you do have with God. Now, I have been to where I have went out to the club, and the next morning I've been in church. But to me, I feel like there's nothing wrong with you going out to the club that night and then, you know, the night before, and then the next morning you're in church and you feeling the message that, you know, the preacher is giving to you. Because there's been plenty of times where, regardless of the fact of me going out to the club or me having been I had sex with somebody or whatever the case may be, like, when I go to church, I go to church seeking seeking the word, like wanting to listen, and you know, if it pertains to me or if I feel like, you know, that message came across me, I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna be emotionally fulfilled and, you know, apply that message into my life. Not necessarily say that, oh, I'm just gonna do a complete 360 and give up everything, but I'm gonna make and take those steps as far as going that extra mile to, you know, in the future, you know, this is how ultimately I want my life to be. I want to ultimately be able to serve you, God, unconditionally and everything else. But I don't feel like just because you've been out, you and went to the club, and you telling yourself, well, you don't want to go to church the next day, then, you know, I'm not understanding why would you not want to open yourself up to receive a message. You never know what the message is that day. So don't stop yourself or short yourself on not going to church to receive a message that may be for you. It's not to say that you're going to change your life around right then, right that day, but it's a message that you may need to hear, because you never know. It may be for you, or it may be for you to adhere that, and then somebody else comes to you for help, and you be like, dang, I just heard this message on Sunday, and I can help this person out. That's what it's for. It's not for you to be like, oh, I'm going to change my life around and be holy, holy, saved, and sanctified. That's not what it's for. That's not what church is for. It's for that guidance. It's for that understanding, and you have to be able to soak that up for yourself in order to, you know what I'm saying, in order to help yourself and help someone else out as well. That's how I feel.
Okay. Now, honest, I heard everything that you said. My whole point about it is, I'm not even going to be in there soaking up the real message. I'm not going to soak up anything if I'm not in there with the right heart and the open mind to take in what this man is saying. And I said about 5 or 10 times already that I'm not talking to people who's going there to actually soak up and actually learn something. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not talking about people like that. But one thing about it, I only got to go to church to do that. I can open up my Bible and read it. I can turn on TV and take the word from home. I ain't even got to go to church, you feel me, to do that. So that has nothing to do with it. Access to the word. I can look at the word. I can look at a sermon online. It don't matter. If I want to soak that up, I don't got to go to church to do that. You feel me? That's the first thing.
Some people need to hear that. If they hear it, they can understand it more. I can read my Bible too, but some things in my Bible I may not fully understand. So if I can get that extra understanding by going to church, or even just asking somebody that may know that's in the church, I need that little bit of extra help. I'm not just going to read it, and be like, okay, I don't fully understand what it's saying, so let me give some examples, or let me talk to somebody else to help me understand what this message is really saying to me.
But you're still somebody that wants to open their heart up to the world. You're still somebody that's opening up, and you want to change. You, like you said, you may not be ready to change right now, but you want to. It's simple. I'm talking about people who really know they're really not even going to change, and even they're in there, as if they are not even that type of person. That's them, the people that's really, 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 really make me sick. Them the ones who really in there, you might not even know all the dirt that they do, and they do more dirt than anybody. They don't even got to necessarily be going to the club. You feel me? It could be do some old sinister, deep, dark stuff, and they still up in church as if they holier than thou, and they going to burn like the rest of them. You feel what I'm saying? So you still are somebody. You still not the person I'm talking to, because at the end of this conversation and at the end of what you just said, you still somebody who went there seeking something. You wanted to learn. You wanted to absorb that. You ain't going there just because cosmetic reasons.
The ones that aren't trying to seek anything, the ones that are just there, that are conniving, like the church I went to, I mean, I don't know if people believe in spirits. I believe in spirits. I believe in, you know, demonic spirits and stuff like that, because I've seen it personally. But I'm saying, like, I just believe that it's some type of spirit within that person's body that is causing them to, you know, to do stuff. And some people are in the church in order to corrupt people within the church. So that's why that they're there, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's crazy how it works, and it's sad that, like, some people are like that. They don't go to church to seek anything. They go to church to create havoc and to like interfere in other people's lives. So therefore, they get you out of that openness. They get your mind away from seeking the knowledge into somebody else's business, and then start doing, you know, the negative things that they're not even supposed to be doing while they're in church. Some people are in there to do that. It's within their spirit. And if they have that spirit within their soul, then, you know, there's nothing, it's not going to change. And like you said, they're going to burn in hell.
Right, they are. Now, what do you think about the people, what do you think about the what I said about the gay people? Do you think gay people should, first of all, do you think the church should accept gay people who they are and openly just say, okay, we know they're gay, you know, and we okay with their lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, like the gay people want them to, because gay people feel like you are wrong when you call them out, because, you know, they say God loved them just the way they are. Actually, he may love you, but he don't love what you are, so you're still going to go to hell, technically. Why would you even, and number two, why would a gay person even want to go to church? It's like I said, it's like me wanting to go to an Aryan Nation meeting. We ain't eye to eye about our lifestyles.
That right there is like, that subject, that is just so touchy for me, like, because I feel like I cannot judge a person. I can't judge you because of your sexual preference. Like, if you are gay and this person is in the church and, you know, they go in the church, I don't know. You never know what they're thinking in their head. They may feel like, you know, deep down inside that it's wrong, and at the end, you know, maybe they'll repent, and, you know, you just never know. But you cannot deprive a person for wanting to go to church because of their sexual orientation. I don't feel like that's right, and I don't feel like you should be judging them because of that. Like, you cannot judge. You do not have the power to judge a person.
I'm not judging them. It doesn't make sense. I'm not judging them. To me, it just doesn't make sense. I'm not judging them. I'm not discouraging them from going.
Does it make sense for you to sit up here and say that, you know, like, okay, it's okay to go to church if a person is seeking knowledge, but I just went to the club or I just had sex the night before. But it's not okay for a person that's gay, you know what I'm saying, that does the same thing the night before, and on top of that, they're gay. I cuss. A person may smoke, a person may drink, but they can't go to church, like, because you feel like they're going to burn in hell. Well, if I don't get my life, if I die that day and I didn't repent for everything of my sins and everything that I've done, I'm going to go to hell just like they are. Like, just because they're homosexual or whatever, it doesn't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't know their heart. And like you say, God knows their heart. So whatever that they're feeling and however they are, they may want to change their life. They may not want to change their life. They may be just at a standstill. But regardless of the fact they're leaving their minds and their heart open to receive a message that maybe eventually may get across to them, that, if, you know, if you don't repent for your sins, this is ultimately, this is what is going to happen. This is so written in the Bible. This is what's going to happen. But you cannot judge the person. You cannot say, we don't want you to come in our church. And you can't talk about them while you're in the church. You just shouldn't do stuff like that. Like,
I didn't say judge them. I told you, I'm not saying judge them. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying you personally. Right. I'm just saying a comment in general. You know, a person shouldn't judge another person, period, regardless of the sex, regardless of if they a hoe out on the street. You just shouldn't judge a person until you know what it is that they're actually going through. And really what you should be doing is try to understand that person, try to understand what they're going through, and maybe you can help. Maybe you can help in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion. Maybe you can open the door to be like, look, this is how you can deal with this. You know what I'm saying? You never know what your place is in another person's life.
Well, let me tell you right now, all the gay people listening to this show, pay attention. Which I highly doubt it's any, because they're probably mad at me at this point. They're probably like, he's a gay basher, but I'm not. I just don't understand. I don't understand why, we're not talking about people who are in the closet, who kind of struggling with their sexuality. I'm talking about the people, and I don't know if you was on the line, but I gave the example of the people that was at the gay pride parade, you feel me, marching, and they were Catholics, and it was a big controversy because they belonged to a certain Catholic church up there in New York or whatever, and they wanted to carry the church's banner in the gay pride parade, and the archdiocese was like, no. No, you're not going to carry the church banner in the gay pride parade, and now they want to get the ACLU and everybody want to get mad. The church has every right to say, no, you don't represent us because you're in a gay pride parade. That means you're proud to be gay. You embrace your sexuality. You're not going to change. So this is where that whole part of the side note conversation came up at. And I was just like, the church ain't wrong for that. Even though the Catholics got many, the Catholics got some issues, but they are not wrong for that. They did right.
You're going to deprive them for having a relationship with God, for loving
you
God?
You cannot carry the banner of my church in a gay pride parade. No, you can't do it. No. I'm the pastor of the church. I'm the archdiocese of this section. No, you can't do it. You can come to church all you want to, but you can't represent the church and be in the gay pride parade. No, you can't. Stop. Take the banner down. Take the banner down. Take it down.
Down.
They absolutely right for telling them folks to take that banner down. They in a gay pride parade. Come on now. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, then. We just gonna have to agree to disagree on this one because I'm not a fan of the Catholics. That's the one religion that that's the one religion. They've done so many atrocities throughout history. The Crusades, we can just stop at the Crusades, but if you really want to just get But we can just stop at the Crusades. I mean, I don't know how many of them people that was so-called killing for Jesus is right down there burning in hell right now. I don't know how many bishops that done played with little boys' booties going to hell. You understand what I'm saying? We ain't even going to get into that. So they got their own issues. But on that right there, homie, they dead right. And that goes for them or any other church. If I was the pastor of a church, if I was a member of a church, I would have a problem with a member of my church that's gay carrying my church banner in a gay pride parade, if I'm a member of that church.
Okay.
I don't have a problem.
Messed up because just like you said, you got all those bishops and everything that are in there, those priests, and they playing with these little boys.
And they're undercover with it, though. They ain't the gay pride parade.
They can't wave the flag around, but they in there molesting little kids. Fucking little, I'm sorry, little boys.
It's different when you're advertising something. I think that was the whole thing about that. When you advertising it and putting it out there, like, it's okay. Because obviously the church does not agree with what you're doing. They may embrace you and try to work with you, but they're not agreeing with what you're doing. So when you're up there trying to advertise what you're doing, like, it's okay. No, I haven't seen a person yet that drinks that will come to church with their bottle of liquor.
Right.
That's the thing. Like,
right.
You may drink, but you're not going to come up in the church
right.
with your drink in your hand.
Right.
You may fornicate.
It's limitations to all that. It's limitations to all that love and support in the church, baby. It's limitations
to
everything.
It's a way to do everything. You may fornicate and everything, but you probably won't get no head on the in the pulpit. I mean, for real.
Come on. You don't do that. They dead right for that. Okay, be nice. I got to stop.
Okay, bye.
All right. Now, I feel a lot of things that she was saying. Like, you know, I understand what she was saying about, you know, you can't judge people and all that. I understand all that, but I'm not really here to pass judgment. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just talking about people who go into church for anything other than to seek knowledge, to want to change.
But
people,
you know what? Like,
church,
when I said, she made a good point. So, God's spirit in the church, the devil plants people to interrupt whatever is trying to go on. Because, of course, the devil's not just going to be like, yeah, let church be good and, you know, let it win all the souls and then he left for nothing. It's everything has its purpose.
Right.
Now, granted, like you're saying, you're like, why don't people go to church anyway? Because that's what they put there to do, to cause disruption, to cause people to be like, see, that's why I don't go to church. See, that's why this, that's why that. So,
I mean, well, actually, is that what happened to you? Was that spirit around that made you not want to go back there no more? Maybe that spirit was active when they put all the people there to make you stop going. So now
I got over seeing people in church. I didn't go for people.
Right.
Like, I used to mentor kids.
I definitely don't go for people.
Yeah, so I got
I
over that part
people.
A long
yeah.
time ago because I saw how people acted,
right.
whether they be the pastors, whether it be the people who are there all the time or the people who come every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I was there for the children. I had a sole purpose myself for being there.
Right.
So when I stopped, part of it was because of my work schedule.
Right.
But then the other part was, you know, since I can't do what I was really there doing and what was making me fulfilled and what was fulfilling the kids and helping them to learn and invent and all those things,
right.
I was like, I don't even desire to have to deal with all the extra stuff. Because regardless of whether you go to church for people or for God, that some of that stuff still does filter into you.
Right. Okay.
So I was just like, you know what? I can do without some of that other stuff. And if I get the urge to want to go to church, I just go to a different church or go just drop in somewhere, get it, and leave.
Right. Exactly. All right, so.
That's right.
I thank everybody for tuning into the show now. I'm going to go into some music real quick. I'm going to play this one song. This is an artist from New York, I think. Yeah, New York. His name is Unknown. You feel me? They submitted some music to the show. Like I said, we'd be spending the underground independent artists. We're going to give them some shine. You feel me? On a hip-hop type of vibe. Shouts out once again to Aerial Publicity and for contacting us and putting us in touch with the artists and, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. You feel me? We're going to go ahead and run this song real quick. It's called Let Go. It's a real short joint. And his MySpace page is myspace.com/themanworld, T-H-E-M-A-N-W-O-R-L-D. And he has a video to this song that actually does the song justice. When you listen to the song, it's cool. I like it. But I like it even more when I watch the video to it. You understand what I'm saying? So if you have a MySpace page, go to myspace.com/themanworld and check out this dude's video. His name is Unknown. All right? We're going to spin this, and then we'll be right back. To get ready to close out the show, the last part of the show, and take some more calls. Y'all on the line, y'all hold on, man. I just got to spin this music, all right? Here we go. This is Unknown. Let Go.
Make songs knock like pop. Describing fights in the 40s that are welterweight. I wish to live with my daughter and celebrate. Be a Superman every day without the velvet cape. Make enemies shook like epileptic LA residents felt the quake. No apology, I'm Tim Hardaway when I tell it straight to any nigga who's a jealous snake. At times I write rhymes and my pen swells with hate. Like a black waitress slips in a diner down south getting smacked by a racist fist. Serving a cold plate of grits. Town judge heard a story, said he's okay with it. I'm forever like where time and space exists. I'm concerned with seeing demons whose shapes can shift. Faster than Agent Smith, I possess knowledge to make the highest level Mason sick. Still in my heart, the frustration sits. I gotta take it easy on myself. Still in my heart, the frustration sits. I gotta take it easy on myself. Rolls up Pirelli tires on Diablo's hydroplaning. The way I speak, subtle like deep puddles from rain. Wind, how are you, God? My reply maintaining. I'm a race car in poor weather under bad sky conditions. With the ability to maneuver with right precision when I ride the rhythm. Provide the vision of a GPS guidance system. To stay sharp as chef knives and kitchens. Without getting caught up in science fiction. I don't rely on religion. Fuck the sparrow, keep my eye on the pigeon. My niggas led me to the bread bin during these days of recession. It's necessary to shine light like fluorescent. As God explore reflection. In time of spiritual war store weapons. As a noble like you, Ali, teaching more lessons. Still in my heart, the frustration sits. I gotta take it easy on myself. Still in my heart, the frustration sits. I gotta take it easy on myself.
All right, that was Unknown. myspace.com/themanworld. Y'all check them out. Appreciate it once again for submitting the music on. We got love for the underground, so we gonna show you some love if you're doing your thing. You feel me? All right, we getting back into the show. Episode 37. You
know what it is.
We back to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. If you just joining in, if you just getting into the last part of the show, we got about a good 30 minutes left for the show. And we've been talking about what the name of the show is, and let the saints say, bartender, one more round.
You one did? Out.
If I get one more drink,
I'm going to end up
smashing you.
And we're going to get up and go to church after that. this is where my issue comes in. You feel me? We had multiple people on the line today calling and saying all different kind of things. And my whole thing about it is, I just don't want people to think that I'm discouraging people from going to church. That I think something's wrong with going to church when you a sinner. You know, that you got to be holy to go to church. This is not what my show is about. It's about people who knowingly go to church, who, and we had people make some good points saying, well, look, that might be the day that you go. That preacher might be talking about that issue, that thing that touches you that much, that makes you change your life. I say you still have to want to be looking. You have to want to look for that change. You have to want to change anyway. You have to want to go in there and accept that word. My the people that I'm pointing out and I'm talking to are these people that go to church for cosmetic reasons. They go to church because they just grew up in church and, you know, they got family members in church and, you know, they just don't want to hear such and such mouth because they've been going to church all their life. And if you stop going to church now and your mama's going to say this and whatever, you're not really going to church because you really just feel like you're just going to absorb something. You never take anything out. You in there looking at the girl's butt. You in there, you know what I'm saying, thinking about the game. You can't wait for the game to be over. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be over so you can get back to the game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, oh yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really just talking to the people who go to church for cosmetic reasons. Anything other than authentically wanting to listen to the word, hear the word, absorb the word, and actually apply that to your life. At some point, you want to do it. At least try. At least you may not be able to change everything right now, but at least have it in your heart and say, I want to do that at some point. But you're not even really there. You're just really going because you've been going this whole time and, you know, for various other reasons. You married to the pastor. You don't know what your reason for going. You know what I'm saying? We don't know! You want y'all to get y'all minds right and y'all going to these places of worship. Stop bringing your negative energy and your negative vibe in there, pouring it off on everybody else. I'm talking to all you people in there who masquerading as ushers and choir people and pastors. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And then, you know what? And we also, I still haven't got a clear one on the gay thing. I asked about, do people feel like it's okay for gay people to want the church to accept them as is? And I feel like the church should not accept gay people as they are. They should accept them and want to change them, but they should not accept them as is. And that stemmed from the conversation that we had about the gay people who wanted to carry the church's banner in the gay pride parade in New York, and the church intervened and was like, yo, you don't mind if you coming to the church? We ain't gonna tell you you can't come to church, but you are not carrying a banner representing our church in the gay pride parade. Hello, people. Help me out. They're not trying to change that, the gay pride parade. That means they gay and proud. They don't have no intention of changing. They don't feel like nothing is wrong with them, which goes totally against the Bible. Are gay people going to hell? Are you wrong when you say that?
No.
Huh? No?
Gay people no going more wrong than you are saying if an adulterer going to go to hell. Right. Or
fornicator, a murderer.
Fornicator going to go to hell.
A habitual liar, a gossiper.
You no more wrong than that.
Right. A thief. They all going to hell. And so are they. It doesn't make you a cruel person when you say, because I love a guy, I'm going to hell. Yeah. Purge of religion. Now listen, if you're a person that's not really hung up in religion, this has more to do about it. You know what I'm saying? You could be a spiritual person. It's a difference between being spiritual and being into a particular religion. That's the problem. And I think the religion is man-made. Let's just go ahead and get into the other part of this conversation, since we're already on the end of the show. Let me get into this. Religion is man-made.
You teach something right now.
You feel me? No. Nobody knows if either one of these religions, whether it be Jewish, Catholic, Muslim, you feel me? Because the Muslims are willing to blow themselves up and 100 other people in the room, kids and all, about what they believe. You can't tell me they lack in faith. I don't care what you want to say about a Muslim. You can say whatever you want to say, boy, but kill yourself. You think they ain't got more faith than any other religion on this planet, and are they wrong? How you know? Was you there when the Prophet Muhammad died? Was you there when you met Jesus? You know him personally? You seen him? Have you even seen God? You may have seen an act that God did, but you ain't never seen God. We can go through this all day, people. All day. You understand what I'm saying? It's not even really what I want to get on the show, but I'm pretty sure somebody's sitting back thinking that I'm some kind of atheist
or
some craziness. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
what?
I don't know what P. Reg is talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, though, for real. I mean, we can have this conversation if you feel like you want to spar with me on this.
I want to spar with you on this right here.
Go ahead.
It's like we talking about what we talking about.
Right.
And I'm drinking the Corona.
Exactly.
And I'm smoking lemon pepper kush. How about that?
The Bible say you can't drink, by the way, people.
What the Bible say, please?
It says, do not be drunken
indulge
with wine.
Don't get drunk. Don't be an alcoholic. Don't let it consume you. Don't become an addict. It says nothing about having you a little beer.
I had a meal.
How many times You've been drunk.
Me and this pastor, drunk? We really, I had to, I was like, look, pastor. Because he was trying to say when God made wine out of grape juice or water, whatever. Uh-huh. I said, let me show you two verses in this Bible.
Uh-huh.
One where it says grape juice,
uh-huh,
and one where it says wine.
Right.
Don't try to say it's the same thing because they would have stated it the same way. Wine is fermented fruit juice. Whatever fruit you want to make it,
right,
it's fermented, which makes it alcoholic.
Right.
So don't try to say, well, he wasn't talking about wine. What other type of wine you know about?
Thank Come you. On, we're not going to start.
For real, I was like, we're not even going to do that. For real.
Oh, the pastor got a secret dictionary to the Bible.
That's what
Please
I'm saying. Because a lot of Christians go around like, oh, you drink? Oh, my God, you drink?
You
don't
smoke?
Say you can't drink.
How many people? It's a lot of Christians that smoke. That's an addiction.
Hey, that's
any addiction.
All those are personal preferences. All
right.
So, like in the end, like I said, we all got to answer for our own deeds, our own misdeeds.
Right.
We got to answer for our own self,
right,
ultimately. So that even like with the game,
right,
ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's not going to be you and your pastor, your mom, your dad standing before whoever you believe in. It's going to be you and them.
Right.
So, hey, knock the socks off. Do what you do.
Right.
Hey.
I'm just saying, if you're going by organized religion, see this thing.
If religion was so organized, why do we have 50 different types of religion? Well, yeah, it's an organization, but it's far from organized, because if it was organized, we wouldn't have 50 different types of churches.
It's called organized religion because each one has an organization, aka business, aka income revenue.
Well, they right, but why, even when it comes to Christianity, we just gonna take Christianity.
Okay.
Why is it 50 different types of churches?
Right.
Christian churches
right.
that go by the same Bible, but right. they all different.
Right.
Why?
Because this particular guy said,
saw it this way.
Saw this, dog, interpreted this way and that way, and the whole Bible.
But the Bible itself
is interpreted by imperfect men. And they left out a whole bunch of stuff. That
well, even in the Bible, it states that if everything.
Now, see,
but I'm saying that's what it says in the Bible.
Preach!
It says that there would not be enough books in the world to contain everything that's happened between those times. So the whole theory of it, the whole belief of it, is God put on the people's spirit who wrote it what He wanted us to see, and it is a faith based. It's a faith based religion
right.
either way.
Right. So you have to believe something that
so
you really can't
that
know
you
it's
really
free.
Can't prove, but that's every religion.
You gotta believe in something you really can't see.
Show me a religion that you believe in something who have seen their God.
That's
actually
what I'm saying.
Seen them.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
There is none.
Because it's been around before anybody was
before
keeping time.
Exactly.
Almost.
Exactly.
Ladies, I got a joke.
Right.
Put your faith in me, baby.
Kill him. We're going to the line real quick. Somebody's on the air.
Hey,
Carla, you on the air?
What up, y'all? This is Miss Peaches.
Oh, Miss Peaches, where you been?
Miss Peaches, God must have told you to call up here and testify. Because I want to hear your come on with it, baby.
Go ahead.
No, I agree with most of what everybody has called in to say and what you guys are saying or whatever about religion. Now, the different religions, I agree with you 100% wholeheartedly. That's a whole nother something. You're going to need more than 30 more minutes to get on that
right,
about
right.
different religions.
Right.
But I would call myself a work in progress. I do still go out and I do, drink and smoke and stuff, but I have come a long way in my life, and I go to church. I mean,
right.
know what I'm saying? So I'm a work in progress.
Right.
Now, the people that I feel like your biggest question tonight, like I just been listening to everybody's take on what your questions tonight or whatever, and one particular religion or people I think of, and I think this is what you're talking about, these type of people are, like when mobsters go out and kill people, and then they go and confess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When they come out of the confessional booth, they
right.
go right back and do the same thing.
Right.
But those type of people is what I think you're talking about when you say going to church with not really wanting to change.
Right.
So I think...
Because you're saying that because most mobsters are Italian and most Italians are Catholic. Yeah. And Catholics believe
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just using them as an example.
Once you go to confession, it's over. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a good example. Because mobsters, people, most Italian mob people are Catholic. Catholics believe as long as you go to confession, you can go in there and whack somebody. You feel me? You can go and whack somebody. Kids.
Hello.
Kids. You can go and whack somebody. You feel me? On some mob stuff, and then come in and just go confess, and then you all good. You feel me? That's part of religion.
And you walk back out,
and
do the same thing, and you do that over and over and over again.
Right.
Well,
right.
yeah, you are forgiven. God forgives everybody, but He also sees what you do, and know what you do, and know your heart. Your heart has no intentions of changing.
Right.
So those type of people. They gotta suffer the wrath of what comes behind doing that type of stuff. That's the same people that come to church and are very hypocritical all the time, and they got to deal with that. Pastors that are not right, when you go to church and you're going for the right reasons for yourself, what they doing, like when, if you paying your tithes and they spending your money on something for them, well, they got to answer to that, but you... have put that you have placed that seed if you've done that out of from the heart. So trying to figure out why people do what they do, they rhyme a reason to being like that, that's not for us to even try to understand why. But I mean, that's just nonsense. We know that, they know that, really. Hello?
Okay. All right. Lightning struck. The Lord has spoken. No, the Lord has spoken. I'm shooting at us. We ducking. Damn.
I ain't sure.
Lightning struck. Knocked out my show. I'm back on the air. Lightning was storming. I should have transferred this show to the laptop. I seen it thunder and lightning.
That's so funny.
But I did not. I ignored it. I thought I was going to be good. But the storm is right on top of our head right now. The storm is right on top of our head right now. And it's raining cats and dogs. So lightning knocked out my show. But I'm back. We will not be turned from spreading this word. Okay?
I rebuke you, Satan.
That's right. Miss Peach is called back. Miss Peach is called back so you can finish your point. You know what I'm saying? All right. But where were we at?
Okay.
That took about what? That took about what? That took about 2 minutes to get back up.
3 minutes.
But you know it automatically deletes that out. It kills that. It kills that dead space when it does that. Okay, we're back. We're back live. My bad. My fault. That was real unprofessional to keep the show on the desktop. When it's thunder and lightning, I should have transferred it. But I didn't, so kill me for that. My bad. All right, Miss Peaches is back on the line. Go ahead, Miss Peaches.
Oh, honey, I kept going and going, and I didn't even know y'all was gone until I stopped. I was like, hello? Nobody was there.
Jerry, don't disconnect you. You stay connected to my show because you call it from a phone. But the show is ran from computers, so if the power gets knocked out, it knocks out the modem, because it's on the internet, it knocks out the modem, and it knocks out the computer. The computer and the modem is shut off, so, you know.
Yeah,
I
thought it was the lightning over here, so.
All right. It's pretty heavy.
Well,
over here.
You stopped off when you said, I feel like, and you can stop right now.
No, really, I basically said just about everything that I wanted to say. But, and as far as gay people in church, now, that one, like, I don't condone their lifestyle, and, you know, but that's not for me. That's for other people. They make their choice. But for some reason, a lot of gay people are very, I don't know if I want to say spiritual people, but they are, I mean, like, they really love the church.
Right.
And that just puzzles me that, like you said, you know you're not about to change, and you know this is your lifestyle, and, you know, love it or leave it and all of that. But
right.
They do, they really be drawn to the church a lot. And I just... That one right there just sort of baffles me. I don't understand
it. Every time you meet, it's like so many. I know, I'm talking about like openly gay. I know we got like two openly gay people at my job, and one of my homeboys, his girlfriend, that's cousin, they openly gay. You understand what I'm saying? And all of them, every single one of them, they all talk about God and religion. Man, I hope this show is still lightning and thunder. And I hope it don't cut me off again. But, because I can hear the static in my earphones.
Because a lot
every time
of them were raised in the church. It's the church.
But they be, like, overly, like, they be overly, I mean, really, like.
Most gay people are just extra anyway. They
just extra. Yeah, they are. But, you know, I work with a lot of gay guys, right, in the industry that I work in. No. And it's this church over in Little Five Points.
Uh-huh.
And it's a gay church.
Gay. Yeah.
Right.
All the Five Points.
See, that's what do they follow the Bible at the church?
Let me tell you, I went to this church. I said, I got to see this for myself. I want to know, well, what can the preacher possibly preach about to them? I mean, you know, if he gay, they gay, what are they? So they are, to me, it felt like they was playing church in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did. He preached from the Bible, but he only preached about the parts that really... not talking about sinning and all of that. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about burning bushes and, you know, stuff like that, but nothing that's really applying to their lifestyle and their everyday life.
So let me hold on, Miss Peaches. Let me stop you right there. Now let me for everybody that's on the line and for everybody that's listening. Hold on. No. I'm gonna tell you why that's significant. Why what she just said. You gotta think about this, man. This I'm gonna put y'all up on some game. You see, what he's doing is not undifferent from what the Catholic Church did. See, the Catholic Church cut out, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the stuff that's not in the Bible because it wasn't helping their particular cause back in, you know, back a couple 200 years ago when they was creating the Crusades and trying to get their message out to the world. You feel me? It was political unrest. There was a lot of stuff going on over there back in the old days back then in history that it wasn't beneficial to the church for certain parts of the Bible to be in there. They had to manipulate it and change it to fit what they was talking about. See, now, if you're going to, that's what I'm saying with everything about the Bible. The Bible has been manipulated over the years. You got, like, people who are Mormons. You feel me? The Mormons is a spinoff from the Bible. It's just a guy that just, you know, came up with his own story about Jesus being a North American. You feel me? But he's based on Jesus and based on the original Bible, but it's about another guy who says, well, yeah, but God did come to America, and this is what happened when he was in America, and now we got the Mormons. You feel what I'm saying? You see, the gay guy down there in Five Points, he ain't no different from the Catholic priests in the 16th century, you feel me, that took certain books out of the Bible, you feel me, that was detrimental to what they was trying to preach and to get their agenda across. They had to manipulate it and change certain things in it because it wasn't beneficial to what they was trying to do. You feel me? So they took a lot of the books that was already in the original Bible that we don't even have right now. They took them out. You ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls? I'm going to put you up on game. Anyway,
we not
going to
talk about the Vatican.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you feel
God.
Me? Yeah, the Vatican
okay.
is just, I can't even go. I don't even want to. Yeah,
that
them dudes, they, what other religion got their own city?
A lot of people don't even know the Vatican is a city within itself.
They don't even abide by the law of the country they in. The Italian government can't even come in the Vatican and do nothing. They got, the Vatican is a city. It's its own, it's like Washington, D.C. inside the United States. It's another entity. It's not Italy. It's the Vatican. It's its own place. They own rules. They police themselves.
Shrouded in secrecy.
You feel me? I mean, come on, man. But the same thing the gay guy doing. He's picking and choosing what's beneficial for his listeners, his agenda, his followers, and he preaching from that.
But you know, a lot of churches that even without the gay people, they preach the feel good messages,
right?
And they don't preach about sin. A lot of churches don't preach about sin because they want people to feel good and give their money and, you know, this and that. When they get to talking about sin, and please don't let a pastor turn to Revelation.
Oh no,
the church about to dump out after that. We gone. We chucking deuces. We gonna talk about Revelation because that's going to cover everybody. Everybody in there going to be at the altar crying and spitting and slobbing. Yeah. Talking about, Lord, please get this out of me.
Right.
But, you know, that's, like you said, church has turned into a business.
Yeah.
And ultimately, they're going to have to answer for it.
Yeah, so I, like I said.
Yeah, they're going to have to answer for it. You keep it. You go for the right reasons if you want to go, if that's your thing, if church is what makes you feel good and, you know, all that, you go for the right reason, but all that other BS that's behind it, they got the answer to that.
Right, exactly. Okay, Miss Peach, well, I appreciate you calling in, you know what I'm saying?
I miss y'all.
I know, I miss you too. I'm glad you did, but I was feeling what you were saying, you understand?
Ain't
gonna
lie.
You know? What?
I don't miss Tim Platinum
call. What else?
He said he don't miss
you. It's about to rain. You better wrap your hair up before you leave.
Hey, I ain't worried about it. I just got this thing to watch today, too. Come on with it, man. Y'all in the building, man. Let's go.
All right, Miss Peaches. I appreciate you calling in, though, for real.
Okay.
All right. So I like I said, I don't want people to think that I'm not here to discourage people from going to church. I'm actually here to tell you, you need to go to church. You just need to go to church for the right reasons.
Well, that's how you been to church.
I haven't been to church in like maybe 7 months.
Oh, that's not too bad.
You feel me? You know, about 6-7 months. You know what I'm saying? You know. But I mean,
I've been to church to pick my kids up.
Yeah, I've been
I've been in the parking lot.
And the last time I went, you know what? The last time I went, I woke up that morning. You know, deep inside me, I felt like, man, you know, I just want to go to church today. You feel me?
And
I wanted to go.
Sometimes.
You understand what I'm saying? I was like, I just need to go. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't looking for a particular message or anything. I just got up and I was like, you know, I went in there, and when I went, I was listening to everything that was saying. You feel me? I was intent. You feel me? I didn't change anything about me. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
But you know what? Ultimately, that's what it's all about. Like you chipping off at a wall. You know, you chip at it, you chip at it. And eventually, you know, it'll give way. You can't say when or how long it's going to take. But, you know.
I went because I felt that my spirit needed to go. Now, like I said, I wasn't going to, I did not feel that I was going to stop doing what I was doing when I got up and left and went. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you got to feel like that every time you go. I'm just talking about the people who go, who really be on the holier than thou stuff, and they go every Sunday religiously. For what? I mean, what is your whole purpose of going every single Sunday religiously when you ain't even halfway listening? You ain't even halfway into what's really going on. You just going because, why again?
Just to say they went.
To say I went to church.
That's
all they,
that's what they do. Just to say I went to church.
But I don't.
I always say you can tell a person's relationship by their Bible. If their Bible all in pristine condition and look all good, like your Bible tore up and raggedy, you've been using it.
Right.
But if your Bible all looking all pretty like you just bought it at the store, you ain't cracked that thing.
Maybe got a different, maybe got a three or four different Bibles.
Oh, I had about a couple. I had this one Bible. It was so out of frame. But
I don't even
my
have
war
a Bible.
Bible.
I got a Bible. I got a Bible.
They got wrong in church. Yeah,
I got a Bible app. I got a Bible app. I don't have a home Bible. I have a Bible app.
So when the preacher say, follow me, I just say, pop.
That's me. Bible app. Best thing going, need to get one.
To a text message, pop up. I'll be that
late,
baby.
A sex text flick.
Be that late, baby.
See, you ain't even right. You,
hey,
you
that's
even
what, that's how I go down, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
K-100.
Yeah.
Shut up.
If you in church,
they be in church,
and you read text messages, and you sending flicks back and forth to your girlfriend that you mashed last night, talking about, I can't wait for you to get out. I'm going to be out in about 30 minutes. I'll be over there.
Put the phone up your skirt.
This show is specifically for yo monkey butt. I will be back in form tomorrow, but tonight is your monkey butt. You. I'm mashing you.
Yeah.
But go ahead and go. I'm not telling you not to go. You understand? I'm not telling anybody not to go. Not telling anybody not to go.
Please go to church.
Go to church, man.
For the right reasons.
You need to go. Just need to go for the right reasons. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm doing. I'm just calling people out. I'm just calling people out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm just keeping it 100. You understand what I'm saying?
AKA Ben Frank. You know what we
do. AKA Ben Frank.
We do this every day.
Shay hit the line before I go. Shay, you hit the line before I go.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you know, God was trying to tell us something.
When he was
like,
yeah.
That. No, because Miss Peaches, all of us who were listening on the phone, we could still hear everything she was saying, up until the point when she said, "Hello, are y'all there?" I mean, we could hear everything.
Oh, you could hear everything she was saying?
Mm-hmm. We sure could. Her message did not get lost. So.
Oh, well, that's good. That's all that matters.
There you go.
So I probably was off the air, literally, technically, from the rest of y'all for about a minute, maybe.
I don't know how long he was off the air because we was hearing Miss Peaches.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, long as her message was still getting across,
yeah, she didn't.
That's all that really matters.
She didn't get interrupted at all.
Okay, that's what's up. That's good. And I'm not here to. I'm just trying to just keep it real, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's all about the fakeness of it. I can't stand the fakeness of it, of what some of the churches have become. It's just sickening, man.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
People gonna try to make you feel all bad, you know.
Oh, you can't look.
They being just as worse as you.
Hey, one thing about that, Shay. Hey, Shay. One thing about me, they can't make me feel bad. They
I didn't say that they succeed. I said they try. I mean,
they need to kill themselves.
We doing and
oh yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
If her mama them and his mama them and
all that
kind of stuff.
Yep.
Why are you there? You looking at what I'm doing and not doing. Why are you there?
Hey, for everybody who's trying to criticize me about this show, who think I shouldn't be talking about this subject, did you not understand? Did you not hear the whole show? Did you not hear the people that called in with their own personal testimonies about how they was touched by church? You think that might not make somebody want to go to church themselves? You might not think it might make somebody who's been going to church for all the wrong reasons might want to change their life and change the reason why they actually going? No, I'm not a preacher. I'm not ordained,
no.
But It might be somebody who might go and say, you know what, I have been going to church for all the wrong reasons.
A little hypocritical.
You know what I'm saying?
We have.
I might have touched somebody. So
we have probably 6 minutes left on the show. And we're gonna let the prodigal son take us out of breath.
Get your pee red. Forget your pee red.
You know that's my brother, man. That's like two right here. So let the prodigal son. Hey, y'all hold hands and touch your telephone and bow your head with us.
He really needs to quit. It's still raining.
I got my oil over here. I got my olive oil.
Look, it's lighting out. My show gonna cut off again. Fooling with P. Red.
Hey man, I let y'all know we do go. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We don't go to church all the time, but we is in contact.
The church is in me.
The church is in me.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
It's not a building. It's not supposed to be.
Hey,
a building.
I know
that's
the church
in
you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
The church in you. Boy.
If you ain't got it in you, then you can't help get it.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's true. What you gonna say? Well, I don't want to play.
Like God, the only one that can make me feel bad. My spirit, the only thing that makes me feel bad. People can't do nothing to me. Whatever.
Because why would you care? What people
I
think?
Don't. Because I don't.
Right. Why would you? Why would you really care what people think?
Be like, for real, I used to mentor y'all kids. I know what's going on in your house. Stop playing.
Right. And that'd be the killer part about it, man.
Yeah.
People who just.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah. People who really just. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's got their demons. Everybody's got their stuff that they do wrong. Nobody, no one person, you know.
Everybody got
them. Everybody does.
I have a little more than I did a couple years ago, but I got.
You might.
But I'm just saying,
man. Kilo, you going in reverse?
Girl, look, I fall in the category. Right now, I may fall in the category of a backslidden Christian.
I'm just playing because I ain't doing no better. I'm just making a joke.
Oh,
about
but guess what, though?
It ain't funny if you
backslide. I bet you I can get through better than some of them folks to be in church every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what? You probably can because you're being real with it.
So I don't even play. I don't play with God like that. Even when I was in church,
exactly.
I see people all the time. I don't like look. You need to go before God like this boy and butt neck and be like, look, here it is. This he already know. You're not telling him anything he don't already know. He just wants you to
exactly.
see it. So, you know, he'll respect me more than some of them ones.
And that's my whole thing about it right there. I feel like, man, at the end of the day, one thing I got my own things that I got to confess about, but being fake and bearing false witness in his name and all that, I ain't got to worry about that. There's a lot of other people who do. There's a lot of other people in church that got to worry about that. But that's one confession I ain't got to make.
Hey, I know that right.
You understand what I'm saying?
We confess every day on K-100.
I
ain't got to
make that confession. You know what I mean?
We confess every day on K-100. So y'all don't even have to worry
about
that.
We confess.
Hey,
we going to keep it real
hey,
at all times.
We ain't lying to you on K-100. We confess it every day.
Yeah, every day.
What you confessing?
God forgive me for all my sins and my wrongdoing.
Everything. It's all of them. It's love.
All of them.
Tomorrow, P. Red.
Right.
All of them.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Everybody needs that. That's
tomorrow.
That's the basic prayer because everybody got more than one.
Hey.
Show me the person that got one sin. That do one thing wrong. Come on.
And if they got that one, they got another one because they lying. They can add
right.
to the list.
Right.
That's why I say what I say. Forgive me for all my sins and all my wrongs.
I don't know, man.
All my transgressions.
I'm glad to put it going Lord,
say,
you know, who's the head of my life? Oh, yes, you know, let's get the step
Lord
going.
Nah, they need to stop. God,
they're
the head of my life.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the ankle of your life.
He's the head of your life, and you was at the club last night? He the head of your life?
They was witness.
They better not bring God up in that club.
Talking about he the head of your life.
Hey, but you know when you go to
God,
everybody started off like that.
Go ahead with these.
Man,
just
one time for the real true people who really are practicing what they preach. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to get off the
right
problem. Y'all practicing what y'all preach? One time for the real good pastors. Yeah, one time for the pastors who really practice what they preach and they do that and they walk it like they talk it. I got love for y'all, man. You feel me? We only got 50 seconds left, so I'm finna get ready to close out the show. You did. Thanks, everybody, for joining this show. I think I did pretty good. I only said one bad word. Thank you, everybody, who called in with an open mind and an open heart to receive what we were talking about today. You did. We're just trying to keep it 100, all right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank God for Pastor Blue.
Nah. Shut up. Nah. Trying to get me
that
shot.
I had to go straight through
struck
the
down.
And I'm saying, I'm saying.
All right, man. We out, man.
I might need the boat. I could do good.
Man, bye. K100 Internet Radio, man. We out.
What?